So Guru Maharaj was saying, today is the fifth
translation
day of our parikrama, and by the mercy of Sri Guru Gauranga, we have experienced no difficulties at all. In fact, in a very happy way, our parikrama has been progressing. So today we went to two islands, Janudweep and Madhrumadweep. There in Janudweep, we heard from Pujapad Vyasananda the relationship between the Ganga and the Yamuna River. And in Madhrumadweep, we heard about the pastimes of separation of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Ramachandra. Especially at Mangachi, the birthplace of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. There, a very wonderful katha took place when Ram, Sita and Lakshman took Vanaprast from Ayodhya. They came here to this place, Mangachi. There, at that time, was a very large banyan tree, but in separation from Ramchandra, it has since disappeared. When Ram came to this place, near that tree, he was smiling very sweetly. He was contemplating something. So Sita asked, "O Prabhu, why are you laughing? What is the cause?" So Ramachandra said, "Hey Devi, Suno, now Kali Yuga is coming very quickly, and I will soon appear in the form of Sachinanda and Gaura Hari, and you will also appear with me in the form of Sri Vishnu Priya. There, as Sri Gaura Hari, I will take sannyas and I will enter the forest, and you as Vishnu Priya will remain here in Navadvip, and you will weep in my separation." Then Sita Devi asked, "O Prabhu, why you'll take sannyas?" Sri Ramachandra explained, "Hey Devi, prema has two sections, two banks or two paths. One is milan or separation. The other one is milan, meeting, and the other one is viparamba or separation. The feeling of viparamba or viraha always nourishes and increases the happiness of meeting or milan. So in this, my pastimes as Ram, I will send you to the forest and you will stay in the ashram of Valmiki Rishi, and I will stay here in Ayodhya, worshipping you in the form of golden Sita. Even though externally it appears that Ram left Sita, still really, he never left, because by mind he was always thinking of her. He never married again, and for 16,000 years he performed yajna, and each year he made one golden Sita Vigraha. Was Ram happy when Sita left and went to the forest? The common persons will think that he was happy, and that really there was separation between Ram and Sita. But this is not true. Even though externally there was separation, inside they were never separated. Therefore, that Vipalamba Ras was also tasted in the pastimes of Krishna. There, Krishna left for Mathura, and all the Brijbasis felt extreme separation from Krishna Chandra. Sri Yasoda Mata, the murti, the form of Vatsalya Ras, or parental affection to Krishna, how she wept when Krishna went to Mathura, and what to speak of the gopis who are more than anyone. They are the personification of Madhuras to Krishna. All the Brijbasis somehow maintain their lives with the hope Krishna will return the day after tomorrow. Therefore somehow they maintain themselves. Anyway. So the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, that separation is even more. One may think, oh that's right, in Goloka Vrindavan, when Krishna comes to this world, only here they experience this type of very long separation. But in Goloka Vrindavan, that separation is not present like in this world. Then the question may come, then why Krishna, why Ram, or why Lord Gaurachandra manifest these pastimes of separation in this world? Because by thinking of those pastimes, by hearing of those pastimes of separation, and then by speaking these pastimes to other, one gradually attains Bhakti Ras, and one enters the Nitya Lila, the eternal pastimes of the Lord. Therefore, this Navad Weep is nothing else but the Mahavipurandastan, or the place of intense separation. Here, the Navad Weep Basis experienced that extreme suffering of separation when Mahaprabhu took sannyas. He went to near Doi Ghat on the bank of the Ganga, and there he left and swam and went to Katwa and took sannyas. And Vishnupriya and Sachimata stay here weeping in separation. How much fortunate we are to visit these extremely holy places and take the dust and hear the pastimes that were experienced there. Tomorrow is also, because many Yachis are leaving early in the morning at 3 o'clock here, there will be fire sacrifice. So those who are taking Diksha should shave their head and leave Sika, except for ladies, they should not shave their head.
Hare Krishna, Tez Basana, Aapne Rashila Guru Rasimu Kasa Vankarla.